coming to you straight from the most reliably biased source on the Matrix Broadcasting as a proud member of the Shadowcasters Network. I am Opti, and welcome to the Neo Anarchist Podcast. Well, it's been a while since I've had an episode completely devoted to a chummer of mine. Might be because every time I do, I get angry calls from old friends yelling at me to stop bringing heat down on them. Either that, or I see one in an obituary and it makes me feel slightly bad. Anyway, here's an old story worth being told. It's about the time me and Monty Banks hit up Denver's Manifest Music Festival. Now, I don't get to Denver very often for a variety of reasons. Most of them have Ghost Walker in the title. But there are a few reasons I do like Denver. So every few years or so, I make a point to head there, catch up with some old friends, and check out the music scene, which is my favorite part of Denver. Well, the cheap deep weed used to be my favorite part, but giving that up, little crows, you should too. Anyway, story for another time, but when you fall asleep high on deep weed, you never know what's gonna come calling for you, and it ain't usually Grandma Crow with cookies. So in the summer of 74, I headed down to Denver for Manifest, an awakened-friendly music festival where mages, shamans, spirits, and the dual-natured could have fun without being harassed or having to see shows only on the astral. One good side effect of Ghostwalker's no-spirit-summoning laws in Denver. It was held in the land around the Red Rock Amphitheater. Their tagline was, "Where rock meets sky." Of course, it didn't hurt that some of my favorites were playing too, plus I was hoping to see the dragon I didn't hate, Perry Anwer, the most undragon-like dragon I've ever met. His horde, I Drek You Not, is composed completely of music. Old vinyl, CDs, bootleg tapes, recording contracts, and, of course, dating musicians. He stays out of dragon politics, for the most part, but since the 50s, he's been pretty chill. I used to get my drinks for free at the weekday eclipse. Anyway, Perry set up Manifest and invited some of my favorite bands. Mario's gonna be there, Reese Frenzy, Taiko, the Latchkey Kids, Grim Aurora, and Trolling Thunder. I arrived in Denver without any issues and had nothing better to do, so I decided to head to Manifest early to see the Drekkie bands that they make play on Thursday before the festival starts in earnest on Friday night. The only one that was of interest to me was Wendigo Howl, Seattle-based self-described as blackened melodic horror ex-metal band, harkening back to a time when people were afraid of mountains and forests, for predatory orcs ran wild. Yeah, it sounds like straight orcsploitation, but since it had an orc frontman, Monty Banks, and what looked like some great theatrics, I wanted to give him a shot. When Wendigo Howl took the stage, I was drawn in even more. Monty Banks' aura read awakened all over, so I gave him the once-over in the astral and sensed he was a brother crow shaman. Yeah, I know how you all like to give me crap for using crow and raven interchangeably, but crows, ravens, jackdaws, even magpies, which Monty clearly favored, were all cemented in hearts and minds a long time ago when there was no linguistic division between them. So whatever raven is, she clearly encompasses all of the corvid family of birds. But since I'm a Shadowrunner and not an ornithologist, I trust we can leave this alone for a while. Anyway, magpie, orc, mystic lead singer guy took the stage using all kinds of sustaining foci and illusion spells to put on a really good show. It was one part horror show, one part vaudeville, one part concert, like an awakened Alice Cooper show. Go check out some Fifth World archives if that reference is lost on you. My favorite bit of the show was when they came in and laid down their trademark jam, Cistern of Bones, and Monty made a bunch of doppelgangers of himself, all taking turns singing and doing melodies, with some of them growling, blistering fast lyrics in Orzhet. Others clearly soaring English. Anyway, it was weird as crows. After the show, I went to introduce myself, and to my surprise, he'd already pegged me. "Nice to meet a fellow magpie," he says. "Close enough," I says. Then we chat about the show, about the Denver scene and running in the shadows. Turns out, he does running here and there to fund his music. So we end up going for drinks and making plans to see Reese Frenzy the next day at the show. Right as we're leaving, I get a ping on my comm from an unknown number. Curious, I picked it up, and it was Trish Scallinger from the Latchkey Kids. She'd been hinted to be romantically involved with Perry Anwer, but I just assumed it was gossip. But then she tells me that she got my number from Perry, and because he had suspicions that the Azzies were planning to bomb Manifest tomorrow, he'd like to slot me some cred for looking into it and stopping any trouble before it starts. Well, I looked at Monty and asked him if he's up for a run, and he says, "Fraggin' right I am! Always looking for trouble, and I always down to punch Azzies too." Well, long story short, we got a team together. Monty had a sustained illusion over all of us, so we looked like punks with unicorn masks. And we ended up finding a would-be bomber. Turns out they weren't Azzies, it was a sort of false flag operation meant to make Perry look bad and make spirits look like they were being attacked. But Monty threw down hard. They had a pretty solid mage with them, but when Monty wasn't slinging spells much, he was shutting down their magic drake with Nova Hot counterspelling. It would take too long to explain, but ended up with all of us on stage performing a set with Unicorn Illusion still on and the crowd going wild. It was a once-in-a-lifetime run. We saved the day, got paid, spent the rest of the weekend hanging with Perry, where the rock meets the sky. Reese Frenzy put on a good show, Grim Aurora wasn't bad, but their old stuff was better. Trolling Thunder was just getting started, but they brought lots of energy and some dense tunes to boot. Maria is always a favorite of mine, but I did love being on stage. Maybe in a different life, I could have been like the next Strange Ben Malkovich, but who knows. Anyway, it's been a while since I thought of Monty, but the last run I did, behind the scenes of the Fraggin' Unicorn show, made me think about him. So Monty, wherever you are, I hope you're having fun. I know I am. And you, Crows, hope you're having fun too. But I doubt it, since you just wasted an entirely good slot of time listening to the Neo-Anarchist Podcast. Music serving as the background to Audible Anarchy was written by the legend Marshall Parker and reimagined by Unanimium 88. This was the Neo-Anarchist Podcast, and I am your host, the corkscrew howdy-do, same as you, Kung Fu, Pikachu, Strange Brew, Murning Dew, smells like poo host, Opti. Enjoy your freedom. When you get a chance, head to Manifest. Big D would want it that way.